Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
And may the peace and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be always with us.
愿神的平安跟恩典呢，常常都与大家同在。
This morning, our topic for mutual encouragement is the golden lampstand.
今天早上我们要用金灯台为题，和大家一起来互相勉励。
And we would like to start a series because we would like to share about the book of Revelation, talk about the seven churches.
那么要用金灯台分成好几个阶段，好几场的道理，跟大家一起来互相勉励。启示录中讲到了七个教会。
Because whenever we touch upon Revelation, sometimes we think this book is very deep and is very hard to understand.
有时候我们会有这样的观念，凡是一翻到了启示录，大家都觉得太深奥，似乎也看不懂。
And sometimes we think that we don't even understand other book, and how dare we to try to study or read Revelation?
那圣经当中有这么多卷书，有些书都已经够难了，总觉得启示录是最难的一卷，很难去了解。
So sometimes when we read the Bible, we even try to avoid it or skip it over.
有些人有这样的习惯，每次碰到启示录就干脆跳过去，不再看它了。
But however, what the Bible tell us?
但是呢，圣经告诉我们却不一样的观念。
As we approach the end time, we should read and talk and teach and obey the revelation.
当日期近呢，也就是当末世近了，那么我们就要听、要读、要遵守这圣经中、这书中所记载的。
Especially emphasize the book of Revelation.
特别强调的是启示录所记载的事情。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
我们请翻开启示录第一章。
Verse 1 to 3.
启示录第一章第一节到第三节，启示录第一章第一节到第三节，耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众门众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。第二节，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。第三节，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
This is the introduction of the book of Revelation.
在这第一节到第三节，我们看到了是启示录的前言。
There is a worker called John.
这里说到了神的一个仆人约翰。
He was one of the 12 disciples.
那么他是十二使徒中的其中一位。
In his old age, he was exiled into the island of Patmos.
当他到年老的时候，他被放逐到拔摩海岛。
He loses freedom.
那么在那个地方，他失去了自己的自由。
However, God revealed to him, in spite of many, many important truths.
但是在这个拔摩海岛当中，约翰却接受了神的指示，让他看见也明了未来要发生的事情。
Verse 2 tells us, he received the word of God, he received the testimony of Jesus, and he saw many visions, he testified.
第二节很清楚的说到，约翰便将神的道、耶稣基督的见证，还有他自己所看见的都证明出来。
So even though John was limited physically in the island,
换句话说，虽然约翰被关在这个拔摩海岛失去自由的情况之下
，but spiritually he was not limited.
但是在属灵方面，他却是自由的。
Without moving out, coming out of the door, but he can know all the situation, all the churches in his time.
换句话就是说，他不用离开那个海岛上，他也了解说当时教会的情形是什么样子。
Because God has revealed to him.
因为神对他的启示。
And he even know what will going to happen in the end time.
更进一步，也因为这样，他了解说将末日近的时候即将要发生什么事情。
Because God had revealed to him.
同样的，也是经由神的启示。
But why did God reveal to him?
为什么神要对他启示呢
？Not only for him.
并不只是对他一个人而已。
Because God wants to reveal to us today through Him.
那么，同样的，神要借着他也告诉我们，今天的我们日后要发生什么事情。
So the message is very clear and strong.
所以，在这边看到的讯息都是非常的清楚，而且非常的明白。
So the beginning, the Bible, the Revelation talk about Holy Spirit wrote seven letters to the seven churches at a time.
所以，启示录一开始这边就说到，圣灵写了七封信给这七个教会。
Okay, let's read verse 3 again.
我们再念第三节，念这书上预言的和那些听见的又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
We all long for blessings and grace.
今天我们都期待祝福跟恩典。
But how can we receive blessing?
我们今天如何得到这些呢
？Here at the beginning of the book of Revelation tells us.
在这一开头的启示录就告诉我们一个秘诀。
Who are the blessed one?
那么什么人才会被祝福呢
？Here tells us, blessed is the one who read this word of this prophecy.
这里告诉我们，祝福会临到那些念了这书上的预言，而且又听见的，又遵守的。
We must know what is going on.
我们都必须知道。预言即将要发生什么事情
If we always hear it,
今天我们如果常常听见
，then we will know the teaching，
我们就会知道这个教训
，we will be blessed，
那我们就要受到祝福。
On the other hand, if we always try to avoid it，
另外一方面，如果相反的，如果我们总是要跳过去
，it's too difficult，
总觉得启示录太难了
，we do not study it，
我们不想看它
，then we will lose the blessing，
那么我们就会因此而失去该有的祝福。
Now of course, in the book of Revelation, there is something is very deep。
当然，在启示录当中确实记载一些很奥秘的事情。
Without the proper time, we cannot understand fully.
那么，不是时间适合，或是时候到的时候，我们事实上很难全面了解。
However, there are many, many spiritual teaching. Even though we don't have to wait until that time, but we can still understand and learn from it.
但是在启示录有许许多多可贵的道理呢，不需要等到时间到了才要去学习它。
Today we can understand.
今天我们一样可以学习了解。
And if we understand, we can practice it.
那么，如果了解了，我们就知道怎么遵守。
At the end of the Revelation, let's look at chapter 22, verse 6.
我们再看到最后启示录的最后一章。
22 verse 6.
22章的第六节，启示录22章第六节，天使又对我说：“这些话是真实可信的。主就是众先知被感知灵的神差遣他的使者，将那必要快成的事指示他仆人。”
Okay, the book of Revelation concerning the things which are going to come.
那么启示录所记载的事情，也就是未来即将要发生的事情。
We know that history is a continuous progress.
我们都知道历史是不停不断的。
Cannot be stopped.
是停不下来的。
And that will fulfill in the prophecy.
那么同样的，在历史当中，我们就会看到许多的预言一个一个实现了。
Verse 7.
我们请看第七节，看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Now, this talk about how to receive the blessing.
在这里又再一度告诉我们怎么样得福呢？
At the beginning, it talks about if you hear it, you'll be blessed.
在刚一开始第一节，第一章那边告诉我们说，如果我们念了听了就有福。
But now, here it talks about if you practice it, you'll be blessed.
二十二章第七节这里告诉我们，如果遵守了，那就更有福。
So today we have to hear, we have to listen the teaching of the revelation, and we have to put into practice.
所以今天整个过程，我们想要了解启示录，要能够念，能够听，要能够遵守，就有福。
Now let's turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
我们再回到启示录的第一章。
Chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Verse 19.
启示录第一章的第十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
十九节，所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
This verse is very important in the book of Revelation.
在这里面这一节呢，告诉我们对启示录来说是一个非常重要的经节。
What is Revelation talking about?
这里说，也就是说明了启示录到底要讲什么。
Of course, in the past, many theologians try to explain it.
当然，过去有很多的神学家来解释启示录到底要说什么。
But however, this verse gives us a very clear dividing line.
但是十九节告诉我们了非常的一件明确的事情。
Now, Lord Jesus told John, now you wrote down what you see.
主耶稣基督告诉约翰说，你要写下你所看见的。
Now, what you see is concerning what is going to happen now.And what's going to happen in future?
好，他所看见的东西，也就是现在的事情，而且是为未来将要成的事。
So that's why this book is related to us.
换句话就是说，启示录跟我们有息息相关的关系。
It's not about only the things happened 2,000 years ago.
并不单单指着2000年前所记载的一个历史而已。
But related to us now.
反而是跟我们今天以及未来要成的事情很有关系。
Okay, verse 20.
我们看第二十节，论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
Now at the beginning, that John saw the vision that Jesus appeared in a glorious manner.
在一开始的时候，我们看到了约翰看到主在荣光当中显现。
Jesus was holding seven lampstands.
那么在这里，主耶稣手中拿的是金灯台。
And he has seven stars in his hand.
那么并且他手中有七颗星。
So this is a very miraculous.Vision.
换句话说，这样的意象对约翰来说是一个非常奇妙的意象。
Without explanation, nobody will understand what it's going to mean.
如果不再解释的话呢，事实上没有人可以了解为什么会有这样的现象呈现在约翰面前。
But here the Bible explained to us.
好，在这里，圣经在这里告诉我们一件事。
Now, Jesus, you see, Jesus was holding seven stars in his right hand.
在主耶稣的右手边，他手中有七个星。
What are the seven stars representing?
那么这七个星代表的是什么呢？
Here tell us the seven angels.
二十节告诉我们很清楚了，七星就是七个使者。
Sometimes we hear about angels, we think about all the angels flying on the sky, having wings, trying to carry good messages.
啊，当我们听到天使使者的话呢，我们都会立刻想象到天使有翅膀飞来飞去，带讯息走来走去的那样的使者。
Actually, not only those angels are messengers.
那么在这边不单单只是那些会有翅膀飞来飞去的天使而已。
Angels could be anyone sent by the law.
那么使者可以说是任何一个人被差遣都叫使者。
If today the law sent us,
今天神如果差遣我们，
we are his messenger.
我们就是他的使者，
他的天使。So here tell us first, Jesus' right hand represents very powerful.
在这边告诉我们第一件事情，在主耶稣的右手，右手是有能力的手。
Most of us use our right hand to write, to carry heavy things.
啊，今天多半的人都是用右手来做事，写字，来提东西。
Jesus' right hand have seven stars.
那么主耶稣的右手呢，出现了七颗星。
What does it represent?
这七星代表什么？
Could be you and me.
这七星代表的也就是你跟我。
We know that during a night, very clear sky night, we can observe the stars.
那么我们在很应该是很晴朗的那个晚上的时候，我们都看到很多的天象，很多的星星。
Some stars are brighter than the other one.
我们会发现有些星星呢，比其他星星更亮。
Some are very bright. You can immediately spot it out.
那么有些亮到你用肉眼就可以清晰看见。
Some are kind of weaker.
那么有些呢，闪亮就非常的微弱。
Some is very dim.
那么有些就很暗。
Some you cannot see with your naked eyes.
那么有些暗到呢，你用肉眼是看不见的。
They are all stars, but they have different luminosity.
啊，在天上呢都叫星星，可是这个星星的亮的程度都不一样。
But no matter what happened,
不论如何，
no matter how bright or weak you are,
啊，不论是淡的或是暗的或是亮的。
This is a good teaching.
那么这告诉我们一个很好的教训。
You are a star in the hand of God.
今天呢，我们都是在神右手当中的星星。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
我们请看生命记。
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3.
我们请看生命记第三章。
Chapter 33, verse 3.
33章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3.
生命记第33章的第三节。33章第三节，他疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他手中，他们坐在他的脚下，领受他的言语。
This is a very beautiful picture.
在这里，我们会想象一个非常美的图画。
Here tells us God loves us so much.
这里说神爱他的百姓，爱我们是多么的疼爱当中。
How did God show His love to His people?
如何神如何表现出他对百姓的爱呢
？His people is in His hand.
这些百姓们都在他的手中。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？First, he takes care of you.
首先，在他的手中，也就是他照顾我们。
For example, if you have a diamond, if you have a gold ring, we put in a hand, we cherish it so much.
啊，比如说我们手边一个很贵重的宝石，我们放在右手上，就是因为要保护它，珍惜它。
You don't have to worry.
我们不用担心的。
Don't forget when you face troubles and difficulties.
换句话，在我们生活当中遇到问题、遇到困难的时候，不用担心的。
If you are children of God,
今天如果我们是神的百姓、神的儿女
，You don't have to worry.
我们不用担心的
，because you are in God's hand，
因为我们就在神的右手当中。
Your life is not on the hands of the fortune tellers。
今天我们的生命并不是在那些巫术手上，
算命的
手上。
Some people they don't know the future, they go to fortune teller。
很多人因为不知道未来发生什么事，都去问那些算命的。
Look at my palm, look at my hours of birth, try to tell me a good future。
他们借由生日，借由读这个掌纹去了解说啊，我未来会发生什么事情。
Look at their face and then cast a lot。
啊，或者从面相，或者从抽签去。去猜猜，去看看未来要发生什么事情。
But don't forget, your life is not on the hands of these people.
但是今天呢，我们生命不是在那些人的手上。
There was a joke.
有这么一个
in a kind of a 那个游乐会、圆游会啊 ，in a kind of the open organization, open activities.
那有这样的一个很好、很有意思的事情发生在这样的活动里面。
There are two booths.
有两个摊位。
One is selling toys.
有个摊位呢是卖玩具的。
One is the fortune telling.
另外一个就是算命的。
At the end of the day,
在等到最后的时候。
Both of them do not have good business.
两个摊位赚的钱都不多。
The toy seller said, oh, bad luck, sir.
那么这个卖玩具的说，哎，今天生意不好了。
Because today's sales is very low.
因为今天呢钱赚的真的太少了。
And the fortune teller said,
那么这个算命的说，
if I knew today is like this, today I would sleep at home.
他说：“如果我今天知道今天钱赚的这么少的话，那我早就知道不来，我在家里待着也好。”
Fortune teller don't even know today how's his business.
那么换句话，这个算命的都不知道他今天的生意将会如何。
Can he tell you your life?
那么换句话，他怎么样告诉你说你未来是什么？
He cannot tell you your life.
他没有办法知道你未来将要发生什么事情。
So, this verse is so precious.
所以这段这个经节告诉我们，我们要珍惜他。
God loves you so much.
因为神这么的爱我们。
You are in His hand.
而且我们的位置就在他的神，他在他的手中。
So, don't look for other things.
换句话，我们不用找其他的了。
Come back to God.
我们回到神的身边就是。
And the star is in His hand. Second meaning.
那么神手中的这七星代表另外一件事。
He have full control over our life.
换句话，在他的手中，他掌握了我们的生命。
Some people think, "Oh, I try to escape God."
有时候我们会想说，我们干脆离开神吧。
Some people say, "Oh, God, I'm going to take a leave for a few years."
有时候我们会跟神请个假。哎，几年之后再回来再说。
I'm not going to church anymore.
那么我这一段时间不要再教会了。
I'm going to take a break of my faith.
那么换句话，我要在我的信仰上呢拿个假期吧。
I will put myself into exile.
那么换句话呢，我到外面去走走逛逛。
放逐自己了。But don't forget, no matter where you go, you cannot escape God.
但是不论你到什么地方，我们总是离不开神的手啊。
Where can you escape God?
那么我们到什么地方才能够脱离他的手呢？
Even though you don't come to church,
就算你不再来教会了。
Even though you don't pray,
就算你不再祷告了。
Even though you claim I don't believe anymore,
就算你说我不再信主了。
But you still cannot escape the hand of God.
但是今天我们却离不开神的手掌里面。
Because God is everywhere.
因为神在任何地方都存在的。
He fills the whole universe.
换句话，他是无所不在全宇宙的神。
God knows our in and out.
因为神知道你跟我的内心。到底是什么？
Where can you escape him?
那么我们要躲到哪去？
So, the Bible is so good.
所以圣经告诉我们一些很珍贵的道理。
Seven stars.
七星。
In God's hand.
那么这七星是在神右手中的七星。
So precious.
这么宝贵的七星。
So we are His stars in His hand.
所以我们今天的你我都是在他手中的星星。
Now let's turn back to Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
好，我们再看回启示录第一章第二十节。
Here tell us, verse 22.
第一章的第二十节。
I tell us there are seven golden lampstand. The mystery is the golden lampstand represent the seven churches.
在这边告诉我们，七个灯台就是七个教会。
Now the Bible used the analogy as a lampstand as compared to a church.
今天在圣经里面我们会看到说用灯台来比喻教会。
So why would the Bible draw such comparison?
为什么？圣经里面会拿灯台来跟教会呢相提并论。
Now, what is seven churches?
那么什么是七教会呢？
Now, of course, if you read from chapter 2 and chapter 3, the Bible mentioned about seven churches in the region called Asia, one of the provinces in the Roman time.
好，我们会看到说紧接下来第二章到第三章、第四章都讲到了这个七个教会在当时的 七所教会。
But of course, these seven churches are not only churches in the whole Roman Empire.
当然，这七所教会并不是说在罗马时代、帝国时代呢，在所有的教会就这七间了。
There are more than seven churches.
他们当然超过七所的教会。
But the Bible only used these seven churches as a representation, telling us what happened at that time.
那么启示录呢，利用这七间教会来代表说明当时在罗马帝国教会当中所发生的事情。
And then use that to reflect to tell us what will going to happen exactly at the end time.
那么进一步利用这些说明的事情呢，来说到未来教会即将要发生的事情。
Now during the end time, what will happen in the church?
也就是在末世的时候，教会里面会看到什么？
Sometimes we think the church is supposed to be good.
我们有时候会想说，教会应该是好的才对。
Because church is the chosen people, chosen by God to be called holy and shine the light.
因为教会是神所拣选的人聚集在一起的地方，应该是要为神发光才对。
It's the lampstand.
因为那个是代表了灯台啊。
But here, according to the Bible telling us,
但是在圣经里面告诉我们
，the seven lampstand actually they have different luminosity too.
好，这边说到了七个灯台代表了七个教会，一样有不一样的亮光。
Every church supposed to shine.
每一个教会都应该要为主发光才对。
If a church doesn't shine,
如果一个教会是不亮的
，then it defeats its purpose.
那么这个教会就没有它存在的意义。
We know if we buy a light.
如果我们知道，我们如果买个灯
，no matter it's a very cheap $5 table lamp.
不管你是花了五块钱买了一个小小台灯
，or if buy $5,000 crystal ball lamp to hang on your hall,
或是你花了5000块买了一盏水晶灯吊在你家门口。
Doesn't matter how expensive the light is.
啊，不论你花了多少钱，贵还是便宜。
But the main thing, the essential is the lamp must shine.
但是重点是说，买灯就是要让它亮。
If the light doesn't shine,
如果这个灯不亮
，it loses value totally.
那么这个灯就跟垃圾一样，没有价值。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
The Bible reminds us.
圣经中提醒我们
The church is the lampstand.
教会既然是个灯台
And it must shine.
那么既然是个灯台就要能够亮
So how can the church be shining?
那么教会要如何为神发光发亮呢
Today we talk about this, the golden lampstand. How to make a perfect golden lampstand for God.
今天我们说要成为金灯台那么在神手中的金灯台应该是如何的灯台呢
First,
首先
It must be made of pure gold.
首先就是这个金灯台要用纯金金金造成
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 25
好我们请看出埃及记二十五章
Exodus chapter 25
出埃及记的第二十五章
Verse 31
二十五章的第三十一节
Exodus chapter 25 verse 31
出埃及记二十五章第三十一节，三十一节要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯、球、花都要连，接连一块垂出来。
Here tell us when God told Moses to make the tabernacle。
在这里告诉我们，当神指示摩西要做会幕的时候。
There are many objects to be made。
在会幕里面呢，要放很多的物品。
Because the whole tabernacle is made of curtain。
因为整个会幕呢是由帐篷所支搭
There's no window
那么没有窗的
So inside is so dark
因此在里面呢是很黑暗的
And there's no electricity
在那个时候并没有电
So they need light sources
换句话就是说要有灯才能够有光的存在
So God tell them Now you are going to make a lampstand
所以神指示他们说在这个时候你们要造灯台
But what material you must make
好那要做灯台那要用什么做呢
Not silver
不是用银
Not bronze
也不是用铜
But use gold
而反而是用金金
Not only gold but pure gold
不只是金而已还要金金
Nowadays the US dollar is so low
我们看到今天美金贬值了
But the gold price going up and up
我们看到金价是一直往上攀升
Now it's even close to 1000 US dollar one ounce
那么现在一个盎司的金呢已经到快要到一千块了
For example if you have many jewelry very gold and now it's go up in value
那么换句话如果你手边有这些金的话呢那么价值连城啊
Why gold is so precious?
为什么金有这么高的价值
Because gold is difficult to find
因为金是很难找的一种矿物
Gold is embedded in the rocks
那么金可以说是存在石头矿石当中
You cannot find pure gold in nature
换句话你没有办法在自然界找到所谓的金金啊
纯
金啊
If you dig deep in the mine
如果今天我们用开矿的方式往下挖
You can only see the gold reef 那个金脉的embedded in the rock
我们可以看到一些经脉呢是存在混合在这矿石当中的
So in order to get the rock, get the gold out of the rock
换句话要能够把这个金提炼出来由这矿石当中提炼出来的话
You have to have a very high temperature furnace
那么就要用很高温的炉子
More than a few thousand degrees Celsius
那么要超过几千度以上的火炉
To burn the embedded mineral
才能够融化其他不存在或者杂质的矿物
because the temperature is so high
因为这个温度相当高
all the other minerals they melt they disappear they vaporize
所以在混合这个矿石当中的一些其他杂质的矿物就会被消化融化
only the gold can be melt into a liquid form and remain there
换句话在这个矿石当中的金才能够被烧成液体而提炼出来
So when it cool down it becomes solid pure gold
所以一旦凝固了以后它就变成一块金子
So this is so hard to get the pure gold
那么这些程序呢告诉我们说金是很难取得的
But God demanded if you make the lampstand you must use pure gold
但是神的指示却要求百姓要做金灯台的话就要用金子
What does it mean for us today?
那么这告诉我们今天什么事情
If we want to build our church
如果今天我们要做教会造教会
If we want to build up our own faith
今天如果我们要建立起自己的信仰
We need to have a strong faith as pure as pure gold
换句话我们要建立起的信仰必须要像金金一样的纯洁坚固
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter
我们请看彼得前书
1 Peter chapter 1
我们看彼得前书第一章
1 Peter chapter 1
彼得前书的第一章
Verse 6
彼得前书第一章第六节前书一章六节因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁第七节叫你们的信心既被试炼就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵
Here tell us we should have a good faith strong faith as pure as gold
今天告诉我们，我们的信心、信仰必须要能够强如金金一样宝贵。
How can a church be strong?
那么怎么样一个让一个教会能够强壮呢？
How can we get pure gold?
我们如何得到这金晶呢？
Here tell us through tribulations.
那么这里告诉我们说要经过试炼的。
When we first believe in Jesus,
当我们开始信主的时候，
we only focus on peace, joy, blessings.
我们的眼光可能都会放到如何得到神的祝福，得到神的平安。
Yes, this is the beginning stage.
没错，我们神的平安，神的祝福在我们信主之后都会来，但是这是一开始。
However, sometimes you face test.
但是在我们的信仰路程当中，我们会遇到试炼。
Sometimes you think, why this happened to me?
我们有时候遇到试炼的时候，会想说这些事情为什么会挡在我的前面呢？
I'm a good Christian.
我是一个好的基督徒。
Why I face this misfortune?
为什么在我的生活当中会碰到这么不幸运的事情？
I obey the word of God.
今天我也遵守神的道。
Why I face persecution?
为什么我遇到试探或是逼迫？
Why I'm ridiculed by others?
为什么我要被人家来侮辱跟嘲笑？
At that time, the church they faced so much tribulations.
在那个时代，教会面临了许多的试炼。
But however, Peter told them.
但是彼得这样勉励他们。
It is good you face tribulation.
那么这试炼对他们是好的，是大喜乐的。
Because if there's no tribulation,
如果不没有试炼的存在
，your faith was never tested.
那么我们的信仰就经不起考验。
The impurity cannot remove.
换句话，这个纯金就提不出来。
Sometimes I think.
有时候我这样想。
Why during the apostolic time the church they are so unified, the church are so strong?
有时候我这样想，在使徒时代的教会，为什么看到他们的信仰，他们的教会这么样的强壮，而且这么样的合一？
They're so powerful.
而且他们有这么样大的神的能力存在。
They preach and God work with them.
那么当他们一步到一传道，我们就看到神的能力同在。
They're so one-minded.
那么因为他们有同合一的心。
Why? Why would that happen?
为什么会这样子呢？
Let's turn to one answer.
好，我们看看这样的答案。
Acts chapter 4.
我们请看使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4, let's read verse 29.
使徒行传第四章的第二十九节。二十九节，他们恐吓我们，现在求主察见，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。三十一节，祷告完，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Here tell us, at the early churches, they face so much persecution.
在这里说到使徒行传的使徒时代的教会呢，他们面临许多的逼迫。
Peter and John preached so powerfully.
我们看到彼得、约翰呢，他们都努力放胆传道。
The Jewish people, the synagogue people, captured them.
那但是这些犹太人在公会当中就抓他们
，threatened them，
而且威胁他们。
You cannot preach this word.
你们不可以讲论这样的道。
You cannot preach Jesus.
你们不可以讲论耶稣基督。
Peter and John are so powerful.
但是彼得、约翰却大胆的讲论。
Verse 20 tells us what we see, what we hear, we cannot stop preaching about it.
二十节在这边告诉我们一句非常重要而且强而有力的句子，说我们所听见、所看见的不能不说。
So they have nothing to do, they release them.
换句话，他们也没对他们没辙，所以放了他们。
But the church are facing increasing building of pressure on them.
但是教会他们所面临的是的教会所来的压力。
What did they do?
他们做什么
？At that time, what we read, they were scared, they were threatened, but they prayed together.
我们看到他们所经历的是人家恐吓、害怕，但是他们一同祷告。
So they prayed to God, asked God to give them strength and boldness.
他们祷告之后，求神带给他们能力跟胆量。
So that they would not fear the threatening.
因此，他们面对恐吓的时候，不再害怕。
So the result?
结果呢
？32.
三十二节，三十二节，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
The more they face persecution,
他们越受到逼迫越大的时候
，just like fire refining them，
那么就好像他们面临大火来烧炼提炼他们。
All those cannot stand, they already go away。
那么那些撑不住大火考验的，通通不见了。
Only those remain are strong faith。
那么留下来的就是金晶，就是强而有力的信仰。
So we can say persecution, pressure.Adversity build them up together.
换句话，他们所受到试炼、困难、逼迫呢，把他们紧紧的绑在一起。
They become a pure gold.
他们变成了一块最好的金晶。
They become one.
他们变成合一的。
Today is the same.
今天的情况也是一样。
Sometimes we think we live in a comfortable situation.
今天我们都想说我们生活实在是太舒适了。
But this is very dangerous.
但是这个对我们来说信仰上是不好的。
That's why our gold inside the rock cannot be refined.
换句话，我们这块金子还是存在那矿物杂质当中，没有办法被提出来。
But if we face difficulty in our life,
但是今天如果我们遇到了试炼困难在我们的生活当中，
we should praise and thank God.
那么我们应该因此而感谢神。
Because God is training us.
因为神要借着这样的试炼来试炼训练我们。
And according to the Bible,
根据圣经来说，
we will continue to study the Revelation,
我们要继续来读启示录。
At the end time, the church will be severely persecuted.
在时候到了，在末日的时候呢，教会将要历将要经历很严重的这个逼迫，大逼迫。
At the time, they'll be refined.
在那个时候就要提炼出来精进。
So now we should be ready.
所以我们应该随时要准备好。
Now secondly,
第二个，
this golden lampstand must be made of one piece of gold.
这个金灯台要用一块金金造成。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 25.
好，我们再翻回出埃及记25章。
Exodus 25 verse 31.
25章第31节。出埃及记第25章第31节。31节，要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯球花都要连接一块锤出来。
Now here God specified the requirement here.
在这里，神指示摩西有特别的指示。
Now the golden lampstand is very complicated.
那么未来要造的这个灯台呢，事实上是很复杂的。
Actually, they have seven cups, seven small lamp combined into one golden lampstand.
接下来我们会读到说，事实上要造七个灯座呢，来跟这个整个灯台的座跟杆呢连在一起。
I have the picture, but the machine doesn't work here, so I cannot show you.
那么没有办法跟大家介绍这个到底长什么样子，因为没有办法跟大家说明。
But it's difficult.
但是造起来程序绝对不简单。
At least have seven tubes connect together.
首先必须要有七条杆子能够跟这个主杆子连在一起。
Now the Bible tells us, God said, you cannot.Form the small parts first, and then weld them together.
好，这里神指示他们不可以说先造这一点点的灯座灯杆，然后把它通通焊在一起。
好 ，this is easier.
当然这是简单了。
But God said no, you cannot do this.
但神说你不可以这么做出来。
For example, if you look at all the small parts, just like this bell.
那么今天我们看看这样好像小小的一个铃子。
This is not made of one piece of anything.
那么这个铃不是一体成型的。
They have screw.
他们有螺丝
plastic,
那么有塑胶帕
and they, so many small parts combined together.
换句话有塑胶有铁一起来合成一样的物品
But God said golden lampstand cannot be like this.
但是神在这边所指的金灯台不可以用这样凑起来
Golden lampstand must be made of one piece of gold.
金灯台必须要一块的金金造成
Why?
为什么
Because God emphasized.
因为神在这里要强调一件事情
His church must be unified.
他的教会必须是合一的
Our church is one body.
事实上这个教会就是他的身体
Even though we are so different,
虽然我们有不同来源
but we must be combined together.
但是我们必须要绑在一起
Just like what we said, how did the gold get combined together?
就好像我们刚才有提到的怎么样炼出纯粹的金晶呢
First, need the fire.
首先必须要经过火
Now, when we are living in a comfortable situation,
今天我们住在很舒适的生活里
Sometimes we have so many complaints.
我们有时候会抱怨了
You look at me, I look at you, no good, huh?
我们会互相看了都觉得不顺眼。
Yeah, sometimes there's human weaknesses.
那么有时候看到对方的软弱，看到自己的软弱。
But when the tribulation come,
但是当逼迫来到了
melting every small particle.
那么将会用大火呢，要烧尽所有这些不好的部分。
At the time,
在那个时候
融在一起啊，
就要融在一起。
We'll be fully united.
那我们就会溶结在一起呢，变成合一。
And then here the goldsmith must hammer it out using one pieces.
那么这边说做的人必须要用锤子呢，把它将这块金金锤出来。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 23.
我们请看耶利米书二十三章。
Jeremiah 23.
耶利米书二十三章。
Verse 29.
耶利米书二十三章的第二十九节。
Jeremiah 23:29.
耶利米书第二十三章的第二十九节。二十三章第二十九节，神说：“我的话岂不像火，又像能打碎磐石的大锤吗？”
Here tell us the word of God is like two things.
在这里告诉我们说，神的话好像两样东西。
First, like fire.
首先，它像火一样。
Fire can touch our heart, give us warmth.
那么，火能够感动我们的心，给我们温暖。
Fire can purify things.
火能够提炼出好的东西。
You know, sometimes we can wash the dirty stuff with water.
那么有时候我们说啊，我们洗掉一些不好的东西用水洗。
But we can use fire to purify all the bacteria, kill all the germs.
但是我们也可以看到用高温用火呢，一样可以达到这种清洁的效果。
Now the word of God also is like a big hammer.
那么这边说到了神的话又好像大锤一样。
Can you imagine the word of God like a big hammer?
我们想想看，神的话像大锤是什么样子
？Why did people use gold to make many decoratives?
那么今天我们看到许多人用金子呢，做出很好的装饰。
Why they use gold?
为什么他们要用金子
？Because gold is very soft.
因为金子是软的。
Pure gold is very soft.
那么金纯金呢是更软的。
That's why you look at the old 武侠小说的 movie 啊 ，Oh, how they can test whether it's a real gold? Oh.Soft is real gold.、
所以我们看到武侠小说电影里面呢，他们要怎么样知道说，哎，这个是不是纯金呢？用咬的就知道，因为是软的。
Pure gold is soft.
因为纯金是软的。
So that's why it can be hammered out into different kind of shapes, different kind of decoration.
换句话，既然是软的，就能够用锤子呢，把它锤成各式各样的形状，然后造出各式各样的装饰。
If it's so hard, it cannot be hammered.
如果这个金子是硬的，那当然怎么锤也锤不出来了。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
If we are the golden lampstand.
今天如果我们要当金灯台。
But at the beginning, we are not golden lampstand.
在刚开始的我们并不可能够成为金灯台。
In the beginning, we are a little bit of raw gold.No good shape.
那么我们刚开始可能是带一点金子，但是还有混合了其他的杂质矿物质。
But the master will shape us.
但是今天的主人必须要把我们提出来。
How did he shape us?
怎么样把我们造成呢
？Use the hammer.
就用大锤。
I remember my uncle was a goldsmith.
那么我记得我的叔叔呢是这个
打金的。Every time he bring his work home, when I go to visit his house, I see his desk.
那么我看到他的工作呢，有时候我看到他家的时候，我看到他的桌上很有趣。
You're so so focused there.
那么他在工作的时候是这么的专心。
Lots of tools.
很多的工具。
And of course, he's got a hammer.
当然就是有，其中一样就是锤子。
So they hammer so many times.
所以他在造一些物品的时候呢，都是用锤的。
Can you imagine a pieces of raw gold to become a golden lampstand? How many strike of hammer does it take to make it?
所以我们可以想象呢，刚才神说。用一块金金锤成金灯台要花多少的时间跟多少力量
hammer and use the fire to burn it and then hammer again
然后一面锤一面烧一面转成金灯台的样子
today is the same
今天也是一样
God want to use us
神要用我们
God want to change us
神要改变我们
God want to help the church to become better and better
神要让我们的教会一天比一天更好
but we need the hammer
但是我们必须要神的大锤才行
the hammer is the word of God
因为这个大锤就是代表他神的话
now what kind of material are we
那么我们今天是什么样的金属呢
if we are rock
如果我们是石头
Our heart is so hardened.
我们的心是像个石头一样硬
When God's hammer break in here
当神的大锤打进来的时候
we are broke.
我们只会碎了而已
But if you are gold
今天如果我们是金子
Oh God change me
我们会求神来改变我们
I hear your word even though I'm not so happy But I'm willing to change
虽然我听到你的道很扎心但是我
虽然不是很高兴
很高兴但是我 有心要改变
Help me I'll be even better
那求神让我改变呢，能够更变得更好。
So in this case, we'll be better and better.
所以换句话说，经过神的大锤，让我们越来越好。
But if we are rocks,
但是如果我们只是一块石头
，the hammer break it, no use.
大锤来的时候呢，只会打碎了而已。
So God change us, God mold us.
所以神要把我们重新塑造起来。
That's why every week we have to come to church.
所以说我们今天每一个礼拜都要来教会的原因。
Listen to the word of God.
要听到神的道理。
Let the hammer shape us.
让这神的道理，这个大锤呢，能够慢慢的塑造我们。
It's a painful process.
当然，这既然有锤子，就会痛。
But it is very important and edifying.
但是对我们却是有大的帮助。
Thirdly,
第三个
，the golden lampstand must shine always.
既然称为金灯台，灯台就是要会亮。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 35.
我们请看出埃及记三十五章。
Chapter 35, verse 14.
出埃及记第三十五章的第十四节。
35, verse 14.
三十五章第十四节，灯台和灯台的器具，灯盏并点油，点灯的油。
Here tell us the lampstand and its accessory. There are many accessories.
在这边告诉我们，灯台既然有了，那其中配合灯台的东西还有许多样。
Just like today, you buy a cell phone, you got many accessories. You got an iPod, you have so many accessories.、
那么就好像今天我们买一个手机呢，紧接下来有许许多多的这些零配件都要配合起来的。
Now the gold lampstand has also many accessories.
那么换句话，我们谈到金灯台，这些配件也要配合起来，才能够让这个灯台更美丽。
But the Bible tells us here.
圣经告诉我们
There's only one purpose
只有一个目的
For the lampstand and for the accessory
那么这些灯台跟这些零配件只有一个目的
It's for the light
就是要能够点灯。
Let's turn to chapter 25, verse 37.
我们请看25章的第37节。
Chapter 25, verse 37.
25章第37节，37节要做灯台的七个灯盏，祭司要点这灯，使灯光对照。
Tell us, there are seven small lamps actually in that golden lampstand.
今天我们看到有七个灯盏呢，就在这个灯台上。
So one already shining, but seven adding together.
那么一个亮了之后呢，其他总共七个都要一起亮。
So bright.
就能够很光明。
So beautiful.
就能够很美丽。
And the light was reflected in the pure gold.
那么这个灯呢，能够在这个金金当中呢，反照出来。
So beautiful.
所以看得出来非常美丽。
Seven mean completeness.
七个灯盏呢，告诉我们是一个完全。
So that means God demand the church to give full light to the world.
换句话就是说，神要这个灯盏，这个教会呢，能够完全能够为神发光。
God demand the Christian to shine the full light.
因为神要基督徒呢，为他在这世界上发光。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5.
马太第五章。
15.
马太第五章第十五节。
Matthew 5:15.
马太第五章第十五节，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，要照亮一家人的。
Here tell us, Jesus tell us, use a parable. We light the lamp, we will not put it under the corner, but we will lift it up.
主耶稣在这边做了一个比喻，说如果人要点灯，不是放在斗底下，必须放在上面，让全家人都看见。
What does that mean?
什么意思
？The society is full of darkness.
今天我们所在的这个社会里面呢，充满黑暗。
The society has no more moral value.
今天我们在这个社会里面已经看不到道德观。
It seems that there's no more absolute right and wrong.
换句话，我们已经看不到绝对的对跟错了。
People say everything is doable.
因为人们说，大家都说什么事情都可做。
Because you have human rights.
因为你有人权。
They don't talk about God's rights, God's word, but talk about human rights.
一旦谈人权，就不谈神权了。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
The church should be the lampstand shining out light in the darkness.
今天教会在这世界上一个重要的关键，一个重要的主力，就是要能够为神在这世界上发光。
The world should find out what is the truth.What is God's demand in the church?
能够让世界看到说教会里面所带来神真正的真理是什么。
However, nowadays there are so many denominations.
但是今天我们放眼望去有许多的教派。
Very disappointing.
非常失望的。
Now the standard of the word of God decline.
换句话就是说，因为这样多的教派呢，使得神的话一日不如一日。
There was one day I was in a marketplace and saw an old lady.
那么有一天呢，我在市场看到一个老太太。
We chat together.
然后我们聊天
了。Oh, I preach to her.
因为呢，我跟她布道。
I said, Oh, I'm a Christian. Do you believe in Jesus?
那我问她说，因为我是基督徒，那么你信主吗
？Oh, said yes, I believe in Jesus a long time ago.
啊，这老太太说有了，我很早就信主了。
Oh, I said, what kind of church? Which church do you go?
那么进一步我就问她，你去哪个教会呢
？She told me a name of the denomination.
那么她告诉我一个名字。
Actually, the denomination now is very famous.
那么这个教派呢，是非常在现在非常有名的。
It's very famous, not because growing so fast.
这样的有名并不是因为它迅速的成长。
But because now always in the headline.
因为呢，这样的有名是因为呢，它总是在报纸上出现这个教会的名字。
Because that church officially split because of the issues of homosexuality.
那么这个教会到最后分裂了，而是因为同性恋的关系分裂了。
Because a half of the church, of that church, they think, oh, we should have human rights, we should obey gay rights, we should allow the gay people to get married.
因为呢，这个教派里面有一半的人觉得要尊重人权，所以要有同性恋结婚，因此他们全部赞成。
But the other half they know we cannot do that.
那么，但是教会的另一半却说不可以，我们不可以违背这样的事情。
So they split.
所以因此他们分裂。
So the old lady asked me what do I think.
所以这个老太太就问我说：“哎，你对这样的事情看法如何
？”I told her.
我告诉她
，What I think is not important.
我怎么想不重要。
But what the Bible says is more important.
那么圣经上怎么告诉我们才是最重要。
We are not discriminating anyone.
我们并不是歧视或是贬低别人。
But we must know from the Bible what is right and what is not right.
但是根据圣经，我们必须要知道真理的绝对性。
Because in God's eyes, homosexuality is a sin.
因为在神的眼中，同性恋是一个犯罪的行为。
This act itself is not good, it's detestable in God's eyes.
因为这样的行为在神的眼中是憎恶的。
It's not because we hate them.
并不是因为我们不喜欢那样的人。
Because God doesn't like this kind of action.
因为神在圣经中告诉我们，这是在他眼中憎恶的恶行。
But now many churches they are changing.
但是很可惜的，今天的教会里面很多其他教会都已经改变了。
they cannot shine the light anymore.
他们的灯已经不亮了。
Because they think if we shine the light, people doesn't like us.
因为呢，如果把神的道理当真光把它亮出来的时候呢，别人不会喜欢的。
Few people will come to our church.
也许只有几个人会根据这个灯光来。
If you say, "Oh, homosexual is no good," maybe half of the congregation will leave.
如果今天哪个教派说我们不同意或者不赞成同性恋的话，也许一半人会走掉的。
So they change.
因此他们改变。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们
，Truth is the light.
那么真理就是真光。
You should shine the light in the darkness.
因为这个真光要直接通往黑暗。
We should let the darkness engulf the light.
那要让这个黑暗呢被这个真光给照亮了。
而不是相反的。
而不是相反的。
This is so important.
所以这很重要。
So we are the golden lampstand.
因此我们是金灯台。
We must always shine.
我们必须要常常发光啊。
Now how does the golden lampstand shine?
那么如何让这个金灯台发光呢？
First,
首先
，Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25。
我们请看出埃及记25章。
Chapter 25, verse 33。
25章第33节。出埃及记第25章33节。33节，这旁每枝上有三个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。那旁每枝上也有三个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。从灯台岔出来的六个枝子都是如此。
Here tell us the golden lampstand is shine because it has cup to hold the oil.
好，这里告诉我们金灯台之所以会亮，因为它有一个杯子，它在最顶上有个杯呢，能够盛油的。
Before you can hold the oil,
那么在盛油之前呢
，it must be empty.
那么一定是空的了。
If you are already filled up,
如果已经填满了油
，even the best oil given to you of no use.
那么就算是最好的油。点上去也没有用。
So that's why the golden lampstand has seven empty cups.
因此，在这金灯台，我们会看到七个空的灯座。
Connected to the pipe.
那么这样的能够紧接下来它的杆子。
So that it can hold so much oil.
因此能够撑得住，能够盛住很多的油。
Today, how much oil can we hold?
今天的我们也是一样，我们又能够装多少油呢
？Whole represent the Holy Spirit.
那么这个油。代表了圣灵。
Are we always seeking the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
我们是不是在每天的生活当中都追寻圣灵的充满呢
？If you have an empty heart,
如果今天我们有一颗空的心
，we desire the word of God so much.
那么这颗空的心就希望神的话能够填满。
We desire the Holy Spirit to fill us.
那么我们希望神的灵来填满。
That will be filled, and the lampstand will shine.
那么这样我们的生活就能够为主发出真正的金灯台的光亮。
So we must have an empty cup.
因此我们必须要有空的座子跟。
And then the Holy Spirit, the pure oil, can fill us.
那么这个碗呢，就要被神的道、神的灵给充满。
But also need one thing.
但是还要一样。
Let's turn to chapter 27.
我们请看27章。
Chapter 27.
27章。
Verse 20.
27章第20节，你要吩咐以色列人。把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。21节，在会幕法柜前的幔外，亚伦和他的儿子从晚上到早上，要在神面前经理这灯，这要做以色列人世世代代永远的定例。
Here is the regulation here.
好，在这边又有一条规定。
The light, the candle, I mean the lampstand.Must be shining even though day and night from evening till morning.
在这边告诉我们，这个金灯台呢，有它的时间性的，从晚到早呢，常常要点亮。
So it keep it going, keep it going.
换句话，也就是继续不断的。
But in order to keep the light going,
但是为了要让这个灯能够继续不断的亮
，there are lots of work you must do.
那么许多的事情就要加进去了。
You constantly check the oil level.
那么当然常常要看油够不够。
Clean the wick.
那么必须要能够把一些脏东西清掉。
So you have to take care of it.
要能够好好的照顾金灯台。
Now, if the golden lampstand, if the church,
如果今天的金灯台代表着教会
，if the church want to develop,
如果今天的教会要想要发展
，what should we do?
我们要做什么
？Of course, sometimes we think, oh, it's the preacher jobs.
我们常会想发展教会应该是传道的工作吧
？It's the deacon's jobs.
是执事的工作吧
？It's the minister's jobs.
是这些负责人的工作吧？
圣职人员
的工作吧
？The church board jobs.
那么就好像职务会的工作吧
？But look at here, tell us.
但这里告诉我们
，here tell us, you have to tell the people.
这里说你要告诉以色列人
you have to bring the oil for you.
要叫他们把这个青橄榄油带来给你
Because they are farmers, they grow the olives.
因为以色列民当他们是农夫他们种这个青橄榄
They press the oil.
他们用青橄榄来榨出油来
But they have to contribute their part.
但是要把这个油能够带来给他们用
So that the priest can use the oil to tend the lamps.
因此祭司就能够拿这些油填在这个金灯台里面
What does it mean?
这告诉我们什么？
If you want a glorious growing church,
今天我们如果要看到神的教会荣耀发展，
Not only the priest have to fulfill his duty,
并不只是祭司传道者要尽力而已，
Not only the church board minister fulfill his duty,
并不只是这些圣职人员这些职务会要尽力而已，
The whole church mobilize,
但是必须要动员全部的教会，
The whole church bring his own part,
全部的人每一个人都要提供自己的油来，
Just like in the past, if you're a farmer, you grow olive, you bring the oil,
就好像过去以色列民当农夫有油就要带来。
哇 ，so this is a glorious church。
所以就能够让这个灯，在这个灯呢，常常点亮，荣耀神。
Everybody care about the church。
每一个人都关心的教会。
Today do we care the church？
今天我们关心吗
？Do we care the church？
我们是不是真的很关心自己的教会
？Not only you and me care the church。
不是只有你我关心而已哦。
There's only one, also one person care in the church。
必须，另外还有一个人。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1 again。
我们请看启示录。
Verse 20.
启示录第一章的第二十节，第一章的第二十节，论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯的奥秘，那七星就是七教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
He tells us once again, remind us who is holding this golden lampstand.
在这边继续再一次提醒我们，这个灯台在谁的手中
？Not you.
不是在你
，Not me.
也不在我。
Because we were held by God. Remember, we are the stars. We are held by God ourselves. We are not holding anything.
因为我们是神手中的金灯，手中的七星，我们手中没有东西的。
We are nothing.
我们什么都不是的。
But who is holding us?
但今天这个灯台是在谁的手中呢
？Who is holding the lampstand?
谁手中持有灯台
？Is Jesus.
是主耶稣。
Jesus is in full control in the church.
换句话，主耶稣对他的教会是有所掌握的。
So we don't have to worry.
我们不用担心的。
God is taking care.
因为神就在当中照顾着。
We have to do our duty.
我们只要尽力而为。
God is taking care of the rest.
因为神在他的在神的手中，他照顾所有一切。
God is looking at this lampstand.
因为神看着这金灯台成长。
Is it shining?
是不是亮着呢
？Is it growing?
是不是发展着的
？Or is it diminishing?
还是已经灭了
？We have to ask this question.
好，我们要问自己这样的问题。
Let's take a sing hymn.
我们请大家唱诗。
212。
212首
212
212首
Lord of darkness, we must shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus be the shine first of all for him. While he sees and knows it, if our light is dim, he looks down from heaven, sees the shine. You are in your small corner and I in mineJesus be the shine for all around. Many kinds of darkness in this world abound. Sin and wonder, sorrow, we must shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus be the shine as we were for him.Bring in those that wander from the path of sin. He will ever help us, he will shine. You in your small corner and I in mine.
Please be seated.
请坐。
During our prayer, we ask God to help us.
在我们祷告当中，我们求神帮助我们。
We are all stars in the hands of God.
今天呢，我们都在神的手中当七星。
We ask God to help us to be a bright and shining star.
既然是星星，我们求神让他在，让使我们在他的手中能够发光。
Vancouver Church is a lampstand in God's hand.
那么温哥华教会就好像他右手中的金灯台一样。
We ask the Lord to help us to shine brightness in this dark world.
那么也求神。让我们这个金灯台在这世界上能够为他发光。
During our prayer, we continue to pray the brother and sister who is not feeling well, who is sick.
在我们祷告当中，也特别为弟兄姐妹欠安的代祷。
Continue to pray for sister 张爱珍 in America.
我们也为在美国的张爱珍姐妹代祷。
She is in very critical stage of terminal cancer.
目前她在 癌症的末期是非常危急的。
We ask the Lord to give her and her family strength to overcome this trial.
那我们求神给她自己以及她的家人有这样的能力。
We continue to pray for our brother David Lee in Toronto.
我们也继续为了李守恩弟兄，多伦多的李守恩弟兄祷告。
Thank God she undergone the chemotherapy and the response is very good. He's under recovery.
很感谢神，他经过化疗之后呢，一切都非常的都很好，也求神继续带领。
We continue to pray for him.
我们继续为他祷告。
We also continue to pray for brother Daniel Chu for his speed recovery.
好，那我们也求神带领朱仲辉弟兄他康复的情况带祷。
If you know, but we have not announced, we continue to pray for each other.
那么虽然我们有时候没有唱名，但是我们继续互相带祷。